an uncomfortable conversation to have with your kids, but it's an important conversation, and it's one that a lot of mom and dads want to have. But it's also a lot of conversations that mom and dads don't want to have, and so therefore that education still needs to take place to some capacity when you're learning about your bodies and anatomy and so on and so forth. And so that is why there is, you know, curriculum surrounding all of this. And we wanted to get to the bottom of what's happening with the war of words that has been exchanged between the House Speaker, Rusty Bowers, and the State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Kathy Hoffman. As you just heard in Jeremy Foster's newscast, Speaker Bowers had this to say.
If the state sponsors that, then we are sexualizing our children for abuse.
Sexualizing our children for abuse. Joining us right now on the KTIR Newsmaker line is Richie Taylor. He is the communications director for Arizona Department of Education. Richie, is State Superintendent Kathy Hoffman sexualizing children for abuse?
Hi, Pamela. Absolutely not. And I'd love to talk and walk through where we are and how we got here.
Please do. Where are we?
So let's take a step back. In Arizona, sex ed is largely a local issue. Local school boards choose whether or not to adopt or offer sex ed curriculum. The State Board of Education, which the superintendent sits on, provides broad guidelines or rules that districts follow if and when they want to decide to implement a sex ed curriculum. Cave Creek just updated theirs in the spring. Tucson Unified is going through that process right now.
So how did we get here?
Sorry, what was that?
You said we wanted to talk about where we are and how we got here. So how did we get here?
So in the spring, after the No Promo Homo lawsuit was settled, which repealed outdated language and statute and policy related to HIV/AIDS education, Superintendent Hoffman wanted the State Board to have a discussion on cleaning up other outdated language in its guidelines. That cleanup would have ensured that when or if districts choose sex ed curriculums, that the curriculum be medically and scientifically accurate and provide information on how to prevent STDs. Of course, the superintendent also believes sex ed should always be age appropriate. But beyond that, we've made no other proposals and have no other plans regarding sex ed.
All right. So help us understand, why is Speaker Bowers calling Kathy Hoffman a radical? Why the sudden emergency status of sex education in Arizona?
You'd really have to ask Speaker Bowers that, but I think he's clearly misinformed about what we proposed back in June. I think that there's a lot of conspiracy theories going on about what we proposed and what our position is. We've tried to set up meetings with him to clarify that and update him on the other important work that we're doing, work around school safety and student mental health, the teacher shortage, but he's refused to meet with us. You know, we really want to focus on the critical issues facing education in the state, and we wish Speaker Bowers would join us in finding solutions to those issues. But beyond the proposals that I explained, we haven't made any other proposals and we don't have plans regarding sex ed.
So Richie, are you telling me that you've reached out to the speakers, to the speaker to clarify and to have a further discussion about what is and is not in these guidelines that local districts get to decide, and he hasn't agreed to sit down with you on this?
We've reached out to many legislators just to give them an update on the work of the department, and we'd love to have a discussion with Speaker Bowers on this issue, as among others. We have heard nothing back from him as we've requested those meetings.
All right. We appreciate you coming on. That's Richie Taylor, Communications Director for the Arizona Department of Education, trying to shed some light onto this controversy. And while you have Speaker Bowers, it's talking about, you know, we're sexualizing children, which nobody wants. Nobody wants that. And that, frankly, is not what's happening here.
Yeah.
I think it's more than just the curriculum. I frankly think it has nothing to do with kids. I think this is political.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think that the Republican Party was afraid in the 2018 election because Democrats took three state offices, one of which is the State Superintendent of Public Instruction. And they're using that as a way to fearmonger about how they have to keep the state legislature. Now, whether you want the state to be ran by Republicans or Democrats, I frankly don't care. But don't put kids' health at risk because of it.
Yeah, and it actually is really bad, because if you remember, the governor created a task force called Justice for Victims of Child Sex Abuse.
Yes.
And Republicans are actually chairing the task force, although it's multiple
Which
denominational.
Is good.
Yeah. But they're trying to do some things. And the fear is that what Speaker Bauer is doing here and what Sylvia Allen are doing at these sort of forums where he was this past week in Gilbert is it's really going to contradict what's going on with that task force. It's going to make it more difficult to pass laws keeping children safe. And when really what we're talking about is what are the little details of how we're going to educate high school and middle school kids about sex with medically correct information. And instead, fear-mongering, we're locked out. We can't do anything because what they're saying would be contradictory to what this task force is coming out with.
Right. So a couple things here, folks, that is critical for people to understand the facts of this situation. One, sex ed is not mandated by the state of Arizona. All right. So it is not the Arizona's Department of Education's role to oversee all of this. They suggest things to the local district, and the local district gets to decide what happens and what doesn't happen with this curriculum. And then you as the parent, if you don't want your child to partake in this curriculum, you don't sign the paperwork that says it's okay. This situation is an opt-in in the state of Arizona. So if your child has not come to you with this piece of paper and you have not signed something that says that it is okay for them to learn this, they're not going to learn it. So if you don't like what's being taught, then you don't have to sign the paperwork. But it's not mandated by the state. It's handled at a local level. And you, the parent, are still in a position of power. Yeah. So when Rusty Bowers, the Speaker of the House, goes out to my neck of the woods in Gilbert and holds a two-hour meeting with this group that promotes conversion therapy, yeah, and says that transgender people are mentally ill, I take problem and exception with that.
Yeah, I honestly don't understand why this is better for the state to have these sorts of conversations, except that it creates fear.
Yes.
And potentially, and they're asking for it in these meetings. Both Bowers and Sylvia Allen said this is important and this is why you want to elect Republicans. I mean, I think you're right, Pamela. It's a political issue and it shouldn't be. It's a health issue.
Sylvia Allen says that she's going to propose legislation that requires sex education cannot start in school until the earliest fifth grade. So then I called my sister, who is an educator. She has a K-8 school. And I asked her, when does it start in your school? And she goes, sixth grade. I said, have you ever heard it starting earlier than fifth grade? And she goes, no, never. So we're now going to propose legislation that is solving
a problem
that doesn't even exist. No. That's why facts matter.
It sounds good, though, doesn't it? To some. It sounds
fired
good.
Up. I'm a little fired up right now.
There,
right? Exactly.
There you
go. So apparently it works.